December 24th, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, once again I transcend time and space to speak to you. This day and the commemoration of what it stands for should place a hush over the heart of the world. I can speak to you as though it is all taking place now. The Holy Mother sanctified each present moment as her continuous yes followed her and Saint Joseph to the humble stable. Heartbreak met them as time after time they were turned away from more suitable dwelling. This reflects the heartbreak of my heart today, as so many do not allow Jesus into their hearts. The stable was dank and dreary and presented foul odors. But after my only begotten Son was born, it was filled with a warming light. All unpleasant aspects of the surroundings vanished. Joy filled the air. This is the joy I wish to place in every heart today, if only they would allow me to do so. I wish to share this celebration with you, each of you, just as I long to share paradise with each of you. The only thing that stands between us is your free will. Allow me to change the dank and dreary in your lives into joy. Allow the warming light of Jesus' presence in your hearts to surround you. Stand in awe of Jesus coming into the world and into your hearts. This is the Christmas I invite you to experience, and I long to share with you." A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 9 through 12. "And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, 'Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger.'" Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.